Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Not just one of the pilots, but in fact the president of IALPA, the Airline Pilots Association, Captain Mark Tighe, joins us now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Philip.
So the recommendation which you had endorsed was for nearly 18% of a pay rise over the course of the next 4 years. How many voted and what was the result?
Well, the pay rise is actually 19.2%. 2 years from now, everybody will be 19.2% better off, with our bottom 20% of pilots and all new joiners will be 30% off, better off. We had a ballot result just in this morning with a turnout of 96%, with 85% of our pilots supporting the deal. The deal is now accepted.
So that's a pretty comprehensive result. Is this matter have a big, thick line drawn underneath it now?
Well, as far as IALPA is concerned, this particular dispute has a thick line drawn under it. But it's clear that management in Aer Lingus have destroyed their relationship with their pilots. And it remains to be seen whether they have it within them to improve that and build it new again. But anything that they do to that effort will be gratefully received, but it must be real, meaningful, demonstrable, and not just empty words.
It's not all one-way traffic, though. What are the pilots doing in exchange?
In exchange for... Sorry, Philip, I don't understand your question.
For the pay deal, there are some changes to your roster over the summer, I gather.
No, there are no work practices sold to finance this increase in pay. What there was an agreement where work practices were leased to the pilots to be paid for on a year-by-year basis, and that practice has stopped because it is simply untenable that a debt be placed on the pilots for something like that.
Aer Lingus turned, I think, 225 million of a profit in 2023. How much is this deal going to cost the company?
The costing of this, well, it's a 30% increase in pay for new pilots going forward in the short term, you'd have to ask Aer Lingus what the actual cost
of that are. You didn't, during the course of negotiations, work out a number as to how much of this was going to cost, no?
We had, in the context of our inflationary claim, which was, broadly speaking, 25%, that comes in at under 30 million euro per year.
I suppose the point there is, though, that 225 million profit, this is a profitable company which can possibly afford pay rises elsewhere other than just in the amongst its pilot employees. Do you think that the other unions are going to follow your example now?
Well, I couldn't speak for the other unions, but I will say in more general and across our whole country that in a profitable company, in a profitable economy, it's simply not credible that employees' salaries are not protected against inflation.
And do you think that that principle has now been established and accepted, or is this independent of the idea or the principle of index linking?
Well, a flat-out index linking is never a good idea on its own. It must have merits. And a company like our employer, whoever's employer, must be able to pay, must be profitable. In a profitable company, the question is where the money goes. And the stakeholders are the shareholders, the management and the staff. And the staff deserve to be properly included in that.
610 flight cancellations, 84,000 intending passengers impacted. Do you regret that it came to that?
I absolutely do not want our passengers to be affected. I've been wholeheartedly saying that over and over again, and I mean it from the heart. This is an absolute, it's ridiculous that management have actually gone to this length to do a deal that could have been done a year and a half ago.
All right, Captain Mark Tighe, thank you very much. We'll be going to Paris after these.
Oh. Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.